We praise you. We worship you. We thank you for the time, the opportunity, the love. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Word, the Scripture. Thank you for everything that you're bringing today to us. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are here, like always, that you are talking to our life, that you are blessing our hearts, our mind, our body, everything in us, ourself. We declare that you are blessing us, that you are in us, and that you are controlling and having all the hearts and mind being blessed by you, by your kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God in our hearts and mind, and also manifested over here in the physical world. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we ask you to be speaking to you, speaking to the church, not me. Remove me. Remove all my earth mentality, knowledge, or anything like that, and be you speaking to the church. We want to share your scripture, your word, and we just want you to bless the church through that which is your word. And you're not a liar. You always, always supply all the needs through the word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, this is going to be interesting. I'm going to start doing this, and hopefully you can understand later what I'm trying to do. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to start saying, ¿Cómo vos estás hoy? ¿Dios abençoe? Thank you. ¿Cómo estamos hoy? Dios les bendiga. Thank you. How you guys are doing today? God bless you. That's what I'm saying in different languages. So today's going to be something really, I think, interesting and interactive, because the languages is something that God created with a purpose. And I think, oh wow, too early for this. Oh wow, sorry. And I think the purpose of the whole language, it is to pass some information. And the communication that God wants us to understand through the scripture or through the Holy Spirit, it is to bless us, to transform us. So I just start saying in Portuguese, we have people who speak Portuguese over here, how are you doing today? And God bless you. And then I say it in Spanish, and then I say it in English. It's the same thing. It's the same communication. It's just different language. But it's transmitting the same thing. And the person that is receiving that, they know that language, understand it. But some other ones that they don't understand it because they don't know that language, they cannot receive that communication. I think you already know what I'm going. Hallelujah. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit all these past weeks. And last weekend, we talked about the baptism, and we shared some different scriptures about being understanding more the baptism, like the immersion, which is the real meaning of that, immersing you in the Holy Spirit. The manifestation is a different topic. If there's a manifestation during the immersion of the Holy Spirit, that's a different topic. And then we talk about also in the past week about the difference between our spirit that we have internally, spirit, soul, body. The scripture talk about those three things. And then the Holy Spirit also testifying to our spirit. So meaning the Holy Spirit and our spirit, they are also talking and communicating. And we are allowing the Holy Spirit to govern our spirit. So therefore, it will govern all ourselves. Make sense? We're good. Okay. Today, I just want to talk about communication. Because communication is something really important. And sometimes the communication, it can be affected by the person that is sending that communication or the person that is receiving that communication and how we are communicating. I just start saying in Portuguese that, And the majority of you guys were like, what he's saying? He's saying something bad to me? We don't know. Your mentality start going through these thoughts and say, what is he saying? You don't understand. So for you, there's no purpose in that communication. You don't receive anything. You're not receiving any information. So that information that you are receiving is not transforming you. It's not doing anything in you right now. But maybe some of you guys, you receive it. And you are understanding that, and you were blessed by that because you understand it. The same thing in Spanish, the same thing in English, the same thing in other different languages. What about the language of God? Because we know the language over here. We know Spanish, some of us. Some of us know other languages, speak maybe 5 or 4 different languages, which is good. But what about the language of God? Do we understand it? Are we really receiving the communication of the Holy Spirit in our life, and we are manifesting that in our daily life? And that's the question that I want to just throw over there, and then we go through the scripture to understand and learn more and let the Holy Spirit manifest in our life the way that he wants us to be manifested according to the will of our Father God through that communication. But that communication, we need to understand it. We need to learn more about that. It's like, for example, the artist. Artist, it can be a singer, it can be an artist of creating songs or music. It can be an art, a person that is painting, doing anything. That person have that talent, that gift, is transmitting or communicating through that specific gift that he have, through music, through art, through anything, name it. Different things that you are communicating. And through that communication, you are sharing your passion, love, experiences in life. You're trying to communicate, to tell something to someone, to let someone know, this is how I feel, or this is what I have internally, this is my passion, this is my love. And you and I believe that we are artists of God. We show and express God through us in our daily walk in our life. But then we have these situations in our life, in our body or flesh or desires, that sometimes it's going against those communications from God. And now you're doing what you want, and now you are expressing other things. Not what God wants you to express or communicate to the people. The Holy Spirit is always over there. He's always ready to express God's will through you, always. Are we letting that to happen? Are we letting the communication of God be expressed through us or not? This reminds me, this is a kind of like a joke, and he says, like, one day a man asked God, Lord, what are 1,000 years to you? God answered, 1,000 years to my son are like, to me, son, are like a second. Then the man asked, and what are $1 billion to you? God replied, they're like a penny. Then the man says, then give me a penny. God answered to him, just give me a second. Because the communication is depending how you are taking it versus how God is sending it to you. And what is the intention that you are, that you want to receive through that communication? Are you want to be blessed by God? Are you don't want to be blessed by God? Are you just want to be something else on the earth, on here, on the life, but something that you just want to be because you want to be because something that something it tell you something in the movie that you watch or something that someone over there tell you that or mom and dad or I don't know. Is that something or that's really what God wants you to be? Me personally, I believe that each of us, we all have a talent, a gift, an expression from God, a communication from God that we need to express. Different. Mine is different than yours. Yours are different than mine. But whatever you have from God is beautiful. It's amazing because everything from him is amazing. It's beautiful. And that communication, I want to see it. I want to receive it also. I want to be blessed. I want to listen to you. I want to hear God through you. So come on, express yourself through God. Show God through you here or any other places. Express God. Today we're going to have that candlelight. And I believe that the communication that God was expressing to the earth, you can see in the whole history in the Old Testament, and still today, we can see that we, or people, I'm included as a we sometimes we don't get it. We don't get what God's intent is or what God have plans for us. Some of us, we don't get it sometimes. And then we just go astray to do other things. And then God decided to send the communicator, Jesus Christ, to show us, to express God through him to us. And now we're seeing God through Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is literally the Word walking on the earth, literally the communication of God walking on the earth, showing you and me who God is and how we're supposed to be also following his example. And that's the greatest communication and communicator that we receive and we have right now. Because thanks God, people through the story wrote this Bible, and we have all of Jesus Christ over here. And other people that they are not maybe inspired by the Holy Spirit, like the historian. He's a Jew, a Jewish historian. Joseph, I don't know, my bad. Joseph. So he expressed the story about Jesus Christ, that he's real, that he walked on the earth, and that he performed miracles, that he was dead and resurrected. You know, this guy showed that, and, you know, he was maybe not inspired by the Holy Spirit. Maybe yes, I don't know. But he's not kind of, his story is not included over here in the Bible. But thanks God, do we have all those people, and also here in this scripture, all the manifestation of God and Jesus Christ here, and we can learn and continue understanding, which is the main purpose of the communication, understanding the purpose of God in our life through Jesus Christ. We learned in these past weekends that Jesus Christ, the helper and the advocate, it was the Holy Spirit. So everything that also Jesus Christ was manifesting and doing over here on the earth, it was receiving the help and support from the advocate, the Holy Spirit. And that's why today we are continuing talking about Holy Spirit, come to our life, communicate to us who God is, and help us to live the life that he wants us to live, to worship him, to praise him. And when we were in sins in the past, and now we are receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior, that's our candlelight. We were in darkness, and that communication that we are receiving from God through Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit is giving us that light that we need in that moment that we were in the dark. And that helped us to see clearly what is the path that I'm supposed to walk. I think it's enough of the stories. Let's go through the scriptures. Hallelujah. Let's start with John 14. John 14, 15. If you love me, keep my commands. This is Jesus Christ talking. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. Not sometimes, forever. John 14, 15. 17, it says, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Remember what we were talking last weekend about the Holy Spirit Sometimes we have it with us, but I think it's more important to have it in us, internally. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I leave, you also will leave. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, 14:22, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching." Communication. "My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching," my communication. "These words you hear are not my own." This communication you are here are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So the Holy Spirit is here to remind us the teaching or communication of Jesus Christ, which is from the Father, because according to Jesus Christ, he said, whatever I'm teaching to you is not from me, it's from my Father. Whatever I'm communicating to you is not from me, it's from my Father. That's why, I think you heard me saying this before, in my recommendation also, we need to be careful how we communicate. Not just here, but also in other aspects of life, work, family. Because words can be really encouraging, but also words can be damaging people, hurting people. You have that power, according to Scripture. The power of the, it is over there. So whatever you speak, we have to be careful. You have that power, that authority. So Jesus Christ, he don't want to say or speak by himself. He want to speak whatever the Father says. That's why I'm most of the time I just sharing the Scripture, because I don't want to try to say whatever I want to say. Because in my own knowledge or desires, maybe I'm saying something that is not aligned with God. And I don't want to hurt the purpose of God or the creation of God, which is you and me. You are his creation. Nobody creates you beside him. So I have to be careful. You have to be careful also. Treat me very well, because I am his creation. And that's why Jesus Christ always is talking and showing the word love. Love each other. Love your neighbor. Love and love and love and love. Because we did not create the other human being that is similar like you. And the Holy Spirit is here to help us to understand that, to communicate that, to remind us what the Father God says and send Jesus Christ to teach us over here on the earth. That's why Jesus Christ promised the Holy Spirit to help us, because imagine you and me living without the Holy Spirit. Come on. Let's go through the whole Scripture. The whole Old Testament, the whole life, the whole New Testament, also right now. Imagine you living without the Holy Spirit. It will be just flesh. The Spirit that you and I have internally, not the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that you and I have internally, will not be capable without the Holy Spirit to control the whole self. I don't think so. You need the Holy Spirit. That's why he sent it. That's why he sent Jesus Christ. Otherwise, then why he sent Jesus Christ? And then why Jesus Christ says, I'm going to send you the helper. Otherwise, we don't need it. We say, you know what, guys? You show me that you can do it without these two persons, without the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. Go on. Just follow these things. That's the Old Testament, Ten Commandments or other laws. But we didn't. We couldn't. The flesh always, the desires always moving us to the scene, moving us to whatever is not aligned with God. Then God says, okay, let's do this, guys. Let me send Jesus Christ to you. Let me show you what it is, how it is. Two things that I learned during this, it is the difference between communication and language. And in short, the communication is the what, but then the language, it is the how. It's like a baby. A baby, when he's hungry, what he's doing? Is that a language? He's hungry. He's just screaming and crying because he's hungry. He's communicating to you, I'm hungry. But that's not a language. So he's showing to you the what. But then when he grow and he starts saying, Mom, Mom, bread, bread, bread. Now he's transmitting to you through a language. So we have people talking with sign language. Sorry, I don't know too much about sign language, but I don't know. I just know this. Jaili showed me this. This is love, right? I don't know. So people express different languages, but the main intent of the languages is to transmit or to share information. Communication. Do we understand the communication? Is the point. And now, when Jesus Christ expressed and communicates to us, he did it with parables. He's a great communicator. He was really simple. If you look in the Gospels, it was really simple. Really direct, to the point. Putting some people over there in the stories. Examples in the parables, really go to the point. Guys, the kingdom of heaven is near. It's come. I'm here to save you. Boom. That's it. Let's go. Let's close the door. Let's go. Simple. Nothing deep. Nothing revelated. And I know I do that too. With Greek words and Hebrew words of this and that. And I do that. That's fine. But I'm just saying that Jesus Christ, he just was a simple guy. Expressing a simple communication from God with a simple language. I think you and I, we complicate it sometimes. I think so. Me too. I'm including myself over there. And sometimes we don't communicate very well what we want to do. And I'm blame of that. Jeanette told me that a couple times, if not several times. That I don't maybe say the question complete. I just say the question really short, assuming that they're going to understand me what I'm trying to say. But you didn't specify that it's the car or if the bed or if it is this or if it's that. You just say, do this. I don't know how I'm going to figure it out. Communication. So how are we communicating the purpose of God, the plan of God in our life, in other people's life, through us? And I think Jesus Christ showed us that. Communicating the message of God, showing us what we need to do, inviting people to believe and have faith and love and action through the scripture. Romans 8:22. Sorry. I say that I'm going to share some points, and I'm already going over there. So this one, Romans 8:22 says, we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, to the redemption of our bodies. For in the hope we were saved, but we hope that is seen as no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? Or who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, help us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Who are you and who are me? In the Bible, we can see different... this is the first point, tongues. We can see different manifestation of that. We saw it in Acts 2, the manifestation of the tongues in that moment, Spirit and fire, Pentecostal. People start speaking in tongues. We see the fruits of the Spirit. One of the gift of the Spirit is the tongues. And then also we have the tongues of angelical or angels, from angels, according to Scripture. But also we can see that here the Holy Spirit knows what you need and knows what I need, according to Scripture. And he starts interceding for you and for me to the Father. If you are asking, when you are praying, that sometimes maybe you start speaking in tongues, or maybe you start crying, or you start like doing something with some words that you cannot understand, maybe that's the Holy Spirit talking to God right now in that moment. According to Romans 8:22 through 27. Not me. I didn't say that. According to Scripture, it says that the Spirit internally help us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. If that happened to you, don't be scared. Maybe the Holy Spirit is doing something over there. He's asking for something that maybe you know or maybe you don't know that you need according to the will of our Father God. That's what he says over there. That's what I say. I'm not saying this. It's just in the Scripture. In the Scripture that you and I believe that is written by God, it's been manifested by God, it's been inspired by God, by the Holy Spirit. So if we believe that, then we believe that God is talking right now through this Scripture and saying, hey guys, if the Holy Spirit is doing this, he's communicating something that you and I maybe know or don't know, that we need, that we have, that we are going through. Let the Holy Spirit flow. Let the Holy Spirit manifest in your life and do accordingly to his will. Sometimes we restrain it and we're going through that Scripture. But before we go in there, and here we go with the definitions. Groans, it means being in trouble or difficulty, murmuring, anguish, complaint. That's the meaning, according to Scripture, of that. So that means, do you remember when you, maybe some of you didn't do it, but if you do something similar, try to just imagine it. When mom and dad tell you don't throw the stone to another kid or to a house or anything like that, and you just grab it, you look around, and you throw it, pah, and you hit the boy or you hit the window, break the window, and you start running, but then you get cut up, and you get in trouble. In that moment that you know that you are in trouble, that feeling, and I say, ooh, the police is here, or maybe the owner of the other house, or the mom of the other kid that I heard, oh my goodness. That feeling is that moment that you feel that you are in trouble. So that's the same thing of feeling that the Holy Spirit has in that moment with you. That it says, hey, I know you maybe know or don't know that you are in trouble. Let me intercede for you. Let me claim right now to the Father God in your favor. So that way we can continue doing the will of God or the purpose of God in your life. That's another one. That's one of the languages or tongues. John 8:42. Jesus says to them, if God were your Father, you will love me. For I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Jesus Christ is talking here to the Jews that believe in him in that moment. Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil. Ouch. I think this is too much. Again, like I said before, he was really straight to the point. And you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet, because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. I don't know for you, but this is strong words. You know, this guy is just going straight to another human being. This is Jesus Christ, we know, with authority and power from God, and also fulfilled by the Holy Spirit. Talking to other human being and say, your father, the devil, you know, devil, the Satan, is the one that is controlling you, is the one that is manipulating you. You are supplying his desires because he's a liar. Wow. But at the beginning of all this, the creation of all this communication of Jesus Christ to these people, it is, why is my language not clear to you? Why? And here he expressed why the language was not clear to them. I'm not saying that you are a liar. I'm not saying that maybe the enemy is manipulating or doing something in your life. I'm just saying that this scripture can help us to identify things in our life maybe or in another life. And that's why people don't understand. Or we don't understand sometimes, because maybe the enemy of our soul is doing his work. But you have the empowerment or the encouragement from God and the Holy Spirit to not follow his lead. Because you know better already. You know the scripture. And you know that God is showing you that. Now, when we go and learn more about the scripture in the Old Testament, hopefully this, I think this is great. Let's go to Psalm 55 really quick. Psalm 55. Some people says that the story, I think in the 1800s or around starting 1900s earlier, the Afro-Americans traveled and they were slaves here. And in the South, they were start creating these songs that we know as blues. Do we know what we're talking about? The blues. And through the expression of these songs, they were just communicating their pain. They were communicating in that moment what they have inside, like an artist, the same thing. And that reminds me of Psalm 55, David. It doesn't say that. I'm going to say it. This is me talking. Maybe David, he was really the pioneer of the blues. because he was expressing something from his heart. He was just communicating to us and to God some concerns and some sufferings that he was going through. And as you know, the Psalms are songs. They were literally songs. So I will be happy if someone will play right now blues and I try to make these songs through the blues. But it's not going to be possible. Okay, listen to my prayer, David, asking to God. Oh God, do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. He's communicating. My thoughts trouble me and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked. That's maybe what the enemy is doing in our life sometimes. For they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. Oh, I say, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I will fly away and be at rest. I will flee far away and stay in the desert. I will hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked. Confound their words. Communication. For I see violence and a strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are with it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. And it so go on. I'm not going to finish the whole thing. If you want to read it at home. But the point that I want to share is number 9. Lord, confuse the wicked. Confound their words. What reminds you that? We talk about tongues, the difference of them. I'm going to share one more to express over there, and you know where I'm going, 1 Corinthians, just to express what is the main purpose of the communication that God wants us to have with the Holy Spirit and with Him. But let's go to Genesis 11. Because in Psalm, when he was saying, David, confuse the wicked, the words of the wicked. You know this story, right? Genesis 11. Now the whole world had one. One language and a common speech. People move eastward. They found a plain in China and settled there. They say to each other, come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They use brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. I work on that and I never... Mortar, yeah. Then they say, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth. Pay attention when they say, so that we make a name for ourselves. They want to take the whole control. Let's make us a name for myself. You remember, like, when you want to make a name for yourself about anything, name it. Right now, a sport guy or a sport leader or a player, they make a name of themselves or a brand for the sport or whatever he's doing. It's the same concept over here pretty much. Nothing against that. Just through the scripture, the heart of the person is that they want to make a name for themselves. They want to remove God out of the picture. Let's build these. Let's make a name for ourselves. And let's just stay here. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. The Lord says, if, as one people, speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come on. Nothing. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other. So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it is called Babel. Because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. What is all this about? These people want to remove God out of the picture. They want to enthrone themselves. Let's build a name for us over here. We can make this happen. We don't need him. I don't need God. I can do this. I don't need Jesus. I don't need the Holy Spirit. I can do it with my own spirit. I can do it myself. Don't worry. How many people right now, close to us and also out there, have that mentality? Are they receiving the right communication? Or is it just that they are not receiving it because they don't want to? Or maybe the enemy of our souls is blocking the mentality of them or making them, I don't want to say deaf, but a spiritual deaf. So that way they're not listening to what God really wants for them and save them. And when that happened, then God says, these people, let's just confuse them. The same thing that David asked to God, confuse the wicked, the one that is pressuring me, the one that is creating this all suffering in my life. Confuse their words. And we are seeing that also here in church. Remember, when we're talking, we're not just talking about only those people out there and people that they are not believing Jesus Christ. We also go through all this situation over here also. Not in this church, around general churches. We get exposed to all these different experiences. Are we really hearing what God wants to say? Are we really allowing the Holy Spirit to communicate what God wants us to hear? Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit manifest in your life. He's the one that is communicating and remembering you what God wants for you. Remember the story, Exodus 4, when Moses was talking to God? And God says, go, save the Israelites, get them out of slavery. What Moses says, I don't know, I'm too slow to speech. I don't know how to talk. Let's go over there really quick. Exodus. Then the Lord says to him, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And we're talking about the staff, the rod. When God told him, throw it on the floor, he converted in snake or serpent, and then said, take it from the tail. It went back to be a rod or staff. And then God also told him in number 5, is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. Then the Lord says, put your hand inside of your cloak. And so Moses put his hand into his cloak. And when he took it out, the skin was leprous. Pay attention to that one. It had become as white as snow. Now, put it back into the cloak, he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, restored, like the rest of his flesh. Then the Lord says, if they do not believe you or pay attention to the first sign, the first one, what was that? Lepers. They may believe to the second one, restore. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, the communication, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground. Moses says to the Lord, pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent. Neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue, language. The Lord says to him, who gave human beings their mouths? Ooh, that's the moment that you will be like, I'm so sorry. I'm just imagine, this is just me. Imagine like that strong voice of God, like a storm, like, you know, like a tornado that we can see in the scripture that he manifests sometimes like that. Who gave beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or make them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? And that's the theme of the communication. That sometimes we just want to build the tower ourselves. And we want to remove God out of the picture. And we want to communicate what we want to communicate. And not letting the Holy Spirit communicate what God wants us to communicate. And also to communicate to us. Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. But Moses says, pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else. Are you kidding me? Your Father God just spoke right now and tell you that he's the one that creates everything and pretty much this. It doesn't say it over there, but I believe that maybe God wants, if God wants, because he was just telling over there, I create the mouth, I create the deaf, I create the blind, I create everything. If I want to restore your mouth, I will restore it. In other words, if I want to not make you slow speech, I will do it right now. But maybe because he keeps saying, pardon your servant, please, Lord, send someone else, oh, this guy. I have your brother Aaron, so then he will speak for you. But you're going to continue being a slow speech. God have the power. God have the authority. And we have it through the Holy Spirit. I don't want to keep you so long. So let's just go really quick to 1 Corinthians. From 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, you can see the Holy Spirit gift, manifestations. We learn over there. But I just want to go through 14. Hallelujah. 14. You ready? And I'm finishing with this one. The only 2 points that I was sharing today was the difference between the tongues. I'm hoping I pronounced that correctly. And the understanding. Because that's the main purpose of the communication, understanding. You and I were listening a lot of stuff out there. Sports. Information, history, experiences of people, a lot of things. And depending on the understanding, if we're really understanding what we are listening and teaching and communicating, that's the most important part. And that's why when we start saying in Portuguese and Spanish and English the different wording in language, but it was the same communication, it is the important part over here. It is that you understand, that we understand what really God wants us to be and have in our life. And understand that Jesus Christ is everything. And he's the one leading everything. And he's the one providing that candlelight. Paul starts sharing this in 1 Corinthians. As you guys know, in Corinth, they were really unorganized over there. And he starts saying, follow the way of love and eagerly desires gift of the Spirit, especially prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mystery by the Spirit. But the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. Anyone who speaks in a tongue edifies themselves, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I will rather have you prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be edified. So if at the beginning, or maybe right now, if I just say everything that I just say in Spanish, how will you feel? Maybe emotions start coming up and say, I feel frustrated or I feel mad. But the main thing that I make you feel maybe frustrated, sad, it is that you don't understand me. Because maybe you don't know the language. Paul is sharing to the church and saying, I prefer you to speak in a language that people can understand. Because it's more important for God that the church is edified. It's being transformed. Understanding the language that he wants you to understand. Not the language from the wicked. And the only one that can help you with that is the Holy Spirit. Paul was just sharing this to the church. And in continuation in 6 says, now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what good will I be to you? Unless I bring some revelation of knowledge or prophecy of word of instruction, even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds, such as the pipe or harp, how will anyone know what the tune is being played unless there is distinction in the notes? If right now you hear the an alarm out there, what are you going to do? Are you just going to stay sitting over here? You might be going to react. Grab the family right away. Start running. You start thinking tornado. Maybe a police or something, emergency is happening. How do you know that? Someone tell you that. Someone communicated to you. Someone make you understand that sound it makes somebody's making out there is with a reason. Is something is happening. There's a sound that is making you aware of something that is going on. And you react because you understand it. But if nobody tell you, but if nobody communicate to you correctly and say, these sounds means these, you need to react like this way. You don't know, you're just gonna stay over here sitting. The same thing is with the Holy Spirit. The same thing is what Paul was saying over here. If you don't know, if you don't understand that, we don't know. And that's why then in the scripture, Paul, going back to 13, he's talking about love. And he say, if I speak in tongues of men or angels, there's the difference over there, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Nothing. So Jesus Christ wants us just to learn and understand. Let the Holy Spirit communicate what the Father God has for you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, control everything in your life, manifest in your life. And He will teach you what Jesus Christ was teaching. And learn, you will learn and understand correctly the purpose of God and the will of God in your life. But don't forget that all these is love. That's what Jesus Christ teach. That's what Jesus Christ share with us. The love of the Father through Him with the Holy Spirit will help you to do that. Let the communication of the Holy Spirit help us. And He will bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we love You. We thank You. We praise You. We worship You. Thank You for the communication. Help us to continue understanding more. Help us to continue be more like You want us to be. We allow the Holy Spirit to govern our hearts and mind and all completely ourselves. Lead us, Holy Spirit, fulfill us and help us, show us the Father, show us Jesus Christ, show us everything, the purpose and plan and will, and help us to understand it. Loving each other, loving the life that You are giving to us. Thank You, because during our darkness in sin, You show us the light through Jesus Christ. You communicate that to us and we receive it today. And we continue receiving it every single day of our life. We send blessings to everyone, not just the church, but everyone in the whole world. We declare blessings. We declare salvation. We declare the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit in the life of other ones. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank You for Your love. And thank You for everything that You're doing.